Subject, cheated and now pregnant by a man I'm not in love with. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in what I think is a real messed up situation. 2 years ago, I met a man, instantly fell in love with him, and he eventually moved in with me. Everything was going good. The sex was off the chain, and he paid all of my bills. A few months ago, he started coming home late and sometimes even sleeping out. So one night, I waited for him in the parking lot. He didn't pull up till 4:45 a.m. I was so furious, I asked him for my keys and told him not to come back to my house. I went away for 2 weeks. And while away, he called me every day, begging me to take him back. I let him come back home. And exactly 3 days later, he slept out again. The following day, I asked him to just release my heart and stop playing games. He said he had something to tell me, so we met up. He told me that he got another lady pregnant, and he was trying to convince her to terminate the pregnancy, but she refused. I tried to act calm and told him to call her so I could speak to her woman to woman. He called her. What she told me literally made me stop breathing for a minute. She told me that they were not in a relationship, but they have been messing around for 6 years and she's keeping the child. She also told me that the entire 2 years that he and I have been together, he has been sleeping with her. I have never cheated on this man, never even looked in another man's direction. I decided not to leave him, but now I just know the type of person that I'm dealing with. After not sleeping with him for over a month, I decided that I wanted to have sex with him. But I insisted he go to the store and buy condoms. He argued with me, saying that I am the one that wants to use condoms, so I should go buy them. We got into a big argument, and he left. Out of anger and frustration, I called this guy that I have known for a while and asked him if he wanted to meet up. So I went to his house and we had sex for the first time. Now, almost 2 months later, I think I may be pregnant by this man.
You're stupid.
He is a nice guy, has a very good career, and does not have any kids. He is begging me to keep the pregnancy, but I'm so confused right now. I'm still in love with my man. We still live together, and he has been acting right since the last fight we had. The girl that's pregnant by him even called his phone crying and said he has abandoned her since I found out about the pregnancy. Now I'm caught up in this crazy situation, and I don't know what to do. I would feel really guilty and selfish if I terminated the pregnancy because this man doesn't have any kids and really wants a child. But I am not in love with him. I just slept with him because I was mad at my man. Please help me, Stephen Shirley. Sincerely, confused. Oh, I don't think there is any help for you right now in this particular situation that you're in. I mean, you called on us way late, but we'll try to do the best we can. What is clear in this letter is that you've been making some really wrong, emotional, crazy decisions in your life. I mean, you're right. You're confused. This whole situation is confusing. You're in love with a man who lives with you but cheated with you to the extent that he got another woman pregnant. Now he's back in the house. Things are going great, but you got mad at him because you wanted to have sex with him, but he didn't want to go to the store and get condoms. So then you called up some other random guy and had sex with him for the first time. This is insane. Had sex with him, and now you're pregnant by him, and now you want to have the baby because he's never had a child before and he seems like a nice guy. What? Do you hear how this sounds? This sounds crazy. This is insanity right here. You need to sit yourself down, get a DNA test, find out who the daddy really is, decide what you're going to do with this other guy that you need to leave who's been cheating on you all this time. Just make a decision about that. Oh, Lord, I'm tired. I mean, really, this is a big mess that you're in, but you can get out of the mess, but it depends on you. It depends on you and how you think and how you react to situations and what you're going to do. This letter right here, you need to have a seat, young lady. You need to have a seat.
Everyone has seen you.
Yeah.
Literally. So you're having sex with this man. It's he already in and out doing everything he want to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out why is it it literally made you stop breathing for a bit when you talk to the woman and she said they've been doing it forever. Why is this breathtaking to you? Why is this?
He was staying out.
He been out. But evidently the sex so good. That you let him come back and say, yes, I want to have sex with you, but you got to buy some condoms. And he decides it's best for you to go buy the condom. How about, I think you need condoms all day. I think you need them in your pocket everywhere you go. But between all of y'all, we don't have any condom sense at all.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Come on, yeah.
Now you go get with another dude. This the jump off dude now.
Yeah.
And you ain't got no condoms with him either.
Mm.
That's even more stupid, ain't it?
Yeah, and she's pregnant. Now we're talking about innocent children here. So that's why I said earlier she needs to sit down. You need to prepare for having this baby and for bringing this child into the world. Okay, you need to get yourself together, your head together. Leave these men alone and get your head together. Now, if this second guy,
I don't even want to have sex right now. She got me tired. I was thinking about doing it today. I really was.
You changed your mind.
But after I read this letter, I don't even want to have sex today. And I normally try it once a day. You know what I'm saying?
She really got
me tired. You know what? You need to. We're gonna stop Earth and let you get off because you need 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the baby though. I mean, really, you're bringing a baby into the world now. That's where your focus needs to be, and you and this
man
need to figure out how to take care of this baby, child support, all of those things. Okay.
But look at the good side though.
What's the good side?
These babies got playmates because she might well take this baby over to this other lady house and let him play with that baby. They can grow up together, can't they?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.